Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Theodore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes James. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. James steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. James moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. James scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris takes first base on ball four. Kessinger moves to second. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Santo trying to get to third. Milan throws to Garrett who tags Santo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Theodore hits a line drive into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Gura now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and has Jones trapped. There's the throw to Beckert, who tags Jones for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett strikes out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Larry Gura. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser bunts in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into center field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Duffy Dyer. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack bunts towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Martinez moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. James is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.